This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, friends. We're doing today, we're continuing the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the Psicha. Asay Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Today is a formidable Chafetz Chaim. Yud Aleph. V'yalkulim over oidah mitzvah saseh des Hashem l'kachatira. On all of them, you're over on the mitzvah saseh, fear Hashem. Shehuzharnu b'zeh. We are warned, Leroy Mlefnei Hashem Yisbarach Kol Yimei Chayinu, to fear Hashem all the days of our life. Which means, Ubevoy Masa Liyadeinu, when something comes up, when the opportunity arises, Nizchayavnu Lohoyer Esruchenu Oisaperek, we are obligated to stir our soul at that moment, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach B'chomas Bnei Adam, that God is the orchestrator and overseer of all of man's affairs. V'yashiv lahem nakam kifi raya hamasa, and he will pay, recompense, he will punish in accordance with the bad of the deed. There is punishment. And by having this thought, one will refrain from violating the will of Hashem. So the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim demands, of course we have to fear Hashem all of our life, but we fear Hashem all of our life so that when the opportunity arises, we stir it to prevent us from sinning. Certainly, one who is callous and just releases his soul to violate this lav is over on Lashon Hara and Rechilas. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah implies to me that one is only over on Yiras Shamayim if one is a habitual offender. He doesn't say, Vadai, someone who succumbs in the situation is over on the lav of Yiras Shamayim. He says, Misha mafkir es nafshoy l'avein chamar hazeh. Would you say someone who violates one time or the occasional sinner is called Misha Mafgir Es Nafshay? But I'm not sure. In the Ber Mayim Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim says, in all eight situations, that's Lashon Hara Rechilos, Emes Sheker, Mesaper Mekabel, Befanav Shaloi Befanav. So it's interesting. The Lashon of the Chinuch is that one who violates this and he does not think this during those times, he's mevatel this mitzvah saseh. What if somebody does think it, but he didn't overcome the Yetzer Hara? Is he over the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim? I'm not sure. Maybe you could ask, why didn't the Chafetz Chaim count Avas Hashem as one of the mitzvah saseh that you violate? Obviously, if somebody loved Hashem, they wouldn't be mafker themselves to speak Lashon Hara. But the mitzvah of loving Hashem is not mentioned. Okay, there's what to think about there. Okay, next mitzvah saseh is Oyem V'Noira. Oh, 1 second. There's a long footnote here. Okay, that's today. This is the first of our long footnotes for today. Once we're on the topic, I wanted to warn what is common about that people violate saying Hashem's name in vain or for naught, which is learned out from this mitzvah saseh. Sometimes if you see somebody protesting, taking up the cause of something which was violated. Very often you have the scoffers, if they see somebody speak up and say, hey, why are you doing this? They mock the guy. Hey, ru'umi, plenty. Look at this frumi. Gamhu lavash alav lefanim es mi'il ayira. He has donned the external cloak of the fake garb of being God-fearing, v'gam hu kinei kines Hashem tzvakos, he's also being zealous for Hashem. V'alohu ba'atzmei choyte yoysem replenei, this guy who's speaking up and saying, no, don't do this, don't do that, he has much worse sins. V'chahena v'chenes v'rem shal avlis olav, and all many other kinds of terrible stories that they spread. V'inei ala malik yazanu chalem v'emes, on this mocker, we could truly say, aver garis avera, one sin will lead to the next. K'al yidei isra lashon hara chamra ma'oid, through the very terrible sin of lashon hara, Nigra gamkein l'isra haitzah shem shemaim levatala. It can lead to v'moitzi Hashem's name for naught. Namely, k'may shenetz v'yaradea, the tzvakois gamku mishiv Hashem v'shem nimchakim. The word, the name tzvakois, is one of the seven names that are now to be erased. V'shem tzvakois afilu b'loy shem Hashem, gamkein shem gamarhu. Tzvakois, even without saying the Havaya, is the name of Hashem v'rayim mishvus. The Rai is from the Mishnah and Shavuos, but Mishnah mashbiyini aleichem achul betzvakos. The loy kamakshi has a gemara midi. Gemara doesn't ask anything. V'yadu m'mar mechazal goydel anshe shal askar shem shemayim v'atala. Meaning they mock him. Look, this guy is donning the mantle of being mekane kinas Hashem tzvakos, and they pronounce the word tzvakos. Shal yidei zechayim nidoy. By saying Hashem's name in vain, you could come to excommunication, bali de anios, and to poverty. Chas Hashem kedisa v'nedar ma'ayin sham al kein Hashem er nafshoy yirchak mizeh ma'oy. Therefore, one who wants to guard his soul should distance himself from this very much. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, fasten your seatbelts. Who would have ever thought that the main problem by speaking Lashon Hara is the following. V'al kulam oiver b'zeh azman shel sibur Lashon Hara rechilos al mitzvah saseh shel limud Torah. And above and beyond all the things we mentioned. Your oiver. During the time that you speak Lashon Hara rechilos, the mitzvah saseh of learning Torah. She mitzvah saseh gemura. It is an outright mitzvah to say, "Kamo shema first barambam hilchos tamat Torah," like the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tamat Torah, "Vasefer mitzvah shalai uvechol moinei mitzvahs," and all the enumerators of the mitzvahs. "Ve'in ketzos char mitzvah sasei zo," there is no end to the reward for this mitzvah. "She shkula keneged kol hamitzvahs," it's equal to all the mitzvahs. "Kamo shema first b'mishnah depeya," like we say in the Mishnah Peya, "Eil dvarim she'elam shiur uveyushami perak av depeya shekol hamitzvahs einon shavos ledibur echad min haTorah." One word of Torah on the scale. On the other side of the scale, you could put lulav, esrog, you could put Shabbos, you could put talis, you could put tefillin, you could put shiloh hakein. One word of Torah is the equivalent of all 613 mitzvahs. K'maysh amru chazal, viter hakadosh baruch hu al avoin, avodah zarah, v'gila arayos, u'shvichas damim. Hashem is mevater for the sin of idolatry, adultery, murder, v'loy viter al avon bittul Torah. God does not overlook the sin of bittul Torah. So you say, what does that have to do with speaking Lashon Hara? If I'm wasting time, I'm wasting time, even if I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. No. Nice try. Says Chafetz Chaim, Ushari zman lefam yotzi adam naki mizeh avon midin shamayla. For the rest of the time that a person spends, a person is possibly can be acquitted, exonerated from the judgment of Shamayim. Avur sha'asak b'parnasasai. Work is a legitimate way to spend one's time. If you have to work, so then you're exempt at that time from Talmud Torah. Oy shemachashiv b'rayoinav b'eza oifen lahasagas mechiasai. Or you're thinking how to attain your livelihood. Or other things a person has to do, if they're eating, if they're exercising. Avol be'esha mesaper lashon hara rechilos. But at the time you're speaking lashon hara rechilos, matoyelas yagila b'farnasasa mizeh. You're not making money from that. So then, the moment you speak lashon hara, why weren't you learning Gemara? V'gam oiver be'esha zeh shel sipur akam alav en gamkin. That's the least of it. It's not only that you're violating the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah, you're also violating the lav of Bittul Torah. K'mavoyer b'smag. During this time, you're over many lavin, like it says in the smag, ayin sham, shows harnu min ha-Torah b'cham lavin, shaloi lifroish min ha-Torah b'shum panim. The Torah warns us not to separate from the Torah in any way. Ki be'eza oifen shu yachal l'kai mitzvah saseh the Torah. In whatever capacity you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Torah, So a person can say, you know, I don't have a head now to learn the Kresi Uplesi, okay? So learn a Pasuk in Chumash. I don't have a head, I don't know Hebrew, okay? So learn in English. Now I can't learn, so turn on a shir. There's no, if you don't have a head, so go to take a nap, take a walk. Imu lamdin gadol, if you're a big lamdin, lefi limuda, you should learn in accordance with your ability. Va'afim hu ishe enoi lamdin, and if you're not such a big lamdin, gam hu yachal lilmoid sifrei kodesh, you could learn a lot of holy books, hamatakim lulashin ashkenaz bizmanenu, that are translated into German, into the vernacular in our times. Kugoin chayvais havavais, umenoi ras hamar, ukiyoitze bezeh, hamachnisim bo vav ha'odom, yirasa shal kadosh baruch hu, that bring the fear of God into a person's heart, the loy leshe batam and atoira, not to sit empty from Torah, l'saper lashna rochilas. Now, v'chein ro'is, so you'll say, okay, but I'm held accountable when I speak lashon hara for not learning. What source is there that all of a sudden when I'm doing an aveira, then I'm held accountable for not doing the mitzvah? V'chein ro'isi kasa b'shem ha'gra, I saw it written in the name of the gra. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I don't need the Gra. I'm saying it on my own. But I also saw it in the name of the Gra. Shapirish mahu din umahu cheshbain. What is judgment and what is calculation? Perish din hainu alaver atzma. Judgment is for the sin itself. The cheshbain hainu shemechashvin imoy be'ez hadin. Cheshbain is they calculate at the time of the din alazman sha'avar avera, at the time that you did an avera, shahayo yachal akayim mitzvah. You could have fulfilled the mitzvah. Va'oilanu miyayim ha'din, woe to us from the day of judgment alone. If Hashem just calculates judgment for the din, manana, what will we answer? Afilu murak yachshav HaKadosh Baruch Himanu akorega verega shadibarnu sicha b'teila shal genai v'kalas roi shal rechilas loshnara ala oven shal prishas ha'toira b'zazman bovad. Woe to us if Hashem calculates with us for each moment that we spoke idle chatter of disparagement, lightheadedness, tail-bearing, lush slander. If Hashem just calculates for the amount of time we wasted from learning, ki be'emes b'chol teva v'teva shalim ra Torah, truthfully, with every word of learning Torah, mekayim mitzvah saseh b'fnei atzma, v'im loymeid perek mishnayis, if you learn a perek of mishnayis, oidaf gemara, hu mekayim kama meyos mitzvahs, you're mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs, k'may shekasav hagra, b'shnayis elyo, perek aleph depeya, b'shem ar yushalmi. V'im kain, if so, navoi l'cheshbain. Let's make a calculation. Kam alofim tevas kedosh shel Torah. How many thousands of words of Torah? Shkal achas b'fnei atzma mitzvah rabba. That each one on its own is a great mitzvah. Shabitalnu b'yadayim. That we proactively nullified. Ukenegdam, and in their stead, hechnasnu, we brought in kama alofim avoinish shabitul mitzvahs asei the Talmud Torah. Many thousands of averos of being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Talmud Torah be'ez hazeh gufa. So, you know, the Chafetz Chaim said that when you learn Mishnah or you learn Gemara, each word is a mitzvah by itself. What if you learn a sefer that was written today? Do you get a mitzvah for each and every word? In the introduction of Emes Liyakov, they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said, only if the sefer was written bedikduk gadol, where each word is necessary. They asked Rabbi Yaakov, what's an example of such a sefer? And Rabbi Yaakov said, Mishnah Brura. So, in other words, this would apply to Mishnah Brura as well. Each word of Mishnah Brura, mechaber, ramah, you learn, is a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa, shakol, k'negah kal mitzvahs. L'chaira, you could apply the same thing to sefer Chafetz Chaim itself. It's the same author, the same, you know, the same standard. The alachas kamu kama, and all the more so shabeis hazeh, that at this moment shu poyresh atzim in atorah hu mesaper loshen hara v'chadoim alazeh ki b'chol sipor v'sipor shogunos shu mesaper alchaver. Each conversation of disparagement that you say on your friend over alav b'fneyatzi over alav by itself ucha amram b'makos, like we say makos al tilbash, do not wear v'chulu v'chanal b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, Vihine, imbanu lachshev rak ba'oven shel prishas ha'Torah b'chol rega. If we would just calculate the sin of separating from the Torah every second, va'oven shel dibur lashon hara, and the sin of lashon hara. In other words, let's say the only thing we would calculate is, okay, the guy spoke lashon for 1 minute, so he lost out 200 words of Torah, and he violated Lashon Hara with each word, Yisrabo Olav Kama Meos Lavan Ba'asin, he would accrue hundreds of Lavan and Asin. But the thing is, what about all the other mitzvah saseh and loy saseh that you violate when you speak Lashon Hara that we've discussed until now? The avki yitzarech, and especially if you add lazeh harbe lavin v'asin achim, all the other lavin and asin sherachnu adpoi that we spoke about at length until here, v'lachin sarech lizar misipurei avam ke'ela, therefore you have to be very careful from these conversations. Okay, there is another footnote we have to do over here. Because the Chafetz Chaim said that Parnasa is a legitimate justification to justify Bittul Torah. However, the Chafetz Chaim says, you know, one should really, honestly scrutinize that. By the way, we could ask a question. What about if a woman speaks Lashon Hara? Do they violate Bittul Torah for each word? In other words, let's say a woman speaks Lashon Hara for a minute. Does a woman get schar for Talmud Torah for each word of learning that they learn? Definitely not as a mitzvah v'oisa. And I think not. I think the obligation of a woman to learn is they have to learn to know. So they need to know, but they don't get a specific reward for each word that they learn. And a specific lav for abandoning, you know, in other words, wasting a minute. A woman is accountable. They need to learn to be able to know how to observe. But I think this, the way the Chafetz Chaim put it over here, would be specifically for men. Fine. Let's see this footnote. Haga. Even when it comes to work, a person should not spend more than necessary and not, so to speak, give the Yetzer Hara a foothold. Yetzer Hara will say, yeah, you have to work 17 hours a day, 15 hours a day. Chavetz Chaim says, make the following analysis. Hey, Chayitza Mesam Sinim is how the Yitzhara blinds us with this. Kaloi Lefiteva Adam, based on human nature. Im Yetiv Imoi Rayeo. If your friend benefits you, Asher Hubas Vadam Kamayo, who is just of flesh and blood like you, Bematnas Chinam, with a free gift, Oyim Hubal Malacha, or if he has an industry, Viyaskuan Abalabai Sechalam Lachta, and he hires you to work for him. Ko Shayitan La Yoyser, the more he gives you, Hu Yoyser Nichna, Viyoyser Zarzba Abaydasa, says Sarat Toiv. The more humbled you are, and the more careful you are to do in the best possible way. But when it comes to the service of the King of the World, that to him we're also considered day laborers. Chazal say, anan agira yoyma anan. We are workers of the day. The Yetzahara flips this and makes us do the opposite extreme. Ki komasha gezbar yosla b'toiva, the more benefit Hashem gives us, v'yarviach lei ba'asak of yoser, and the more profit Hashem gives us, yisisenu hayetzer leimar, the yetzer seduces us to say, ah, you have more money, now you need X, Y, and Z. Ki ata lefi ashrucha shenasan lecha kadosh baruch hu, now according to your wealth that Hashem gave you, ata mukhruch lador b'dira no yoser, you need to live in a nicer house, v'leilech ba'amusha rikma, and to wear very fancy clothing. You need to accord yourself like the Besser mentioned. Otherwise, you will be shamed in the eyes of your friends. Therefore, you need to be mevatel your set aside time for Torah, and travel to such and such place to make money. In other words, think about what we do. The more bracha Hashem bestows upon us, the more we become immersed in our livelihood and the quest of of luxury. And then when Hashem helps us and makes us even more successful, the Yetzer seduces us. You need to expand the business. And when you can no longer run everything, the Yetzer Hara gives you more great ideas. Now, commensurate with all of these new enterprises that you have involved yourself in, you need to hire more workers and make sure each person is doing the job so that they should serve you. Everything will be under your umbrella. The business expands more and more, and your preoccupation expands more and more. And the bottom line is, the more bracha Hashem bestows upon you and gives you more success, the more the Yetzer Hara seduces you, that because of the need, you need to give up your learning, you need to give up your shiurim, you need to give up your sedarim, until you don't even have time to daven with a minyan, because lefi kavoidcha, you need to be working 24 hours a day to have a bigger business, and of course you're doing it because you want to be a supporter of Torah. That is all atzas Yetzer Hara. Makes himself appear like he really is your friend. And he only intends for your benefit. So that you're not disparaged before your other friends in the city. When you don't rise up in the echelons of society. But when it comes to Olam Haba, you see, when it comes to Olam Hazeh, everybody has big hasagos. They want to be one of the chashava balabatim, askonim. They want to be recognized as a well-to-do person. But when it comes to Olam Haba, Yargileni Yezumida Stapkus. When it comes to Olam Haba, no, I'm a pashat yid. You ever hear? Whenever somebody says they're a pashat yid, what they're saying is they don't want to do a mitzvah. When you're a pashat yid. When it comes to Olam Haba, they want to be the poorest of the poor. They don't even want to have a hut in the world to come. They don't even want to have a shelter from the shells. I build a house, is Torah. Anyone who acquires the words of Torah, acquires a house in the world to come. Around Gan Eden is the purgatory. Therefore, heaven forbid, if you don't have a house in Gan Eden, if you don't have a house in the Garden of Eden, you unfortunately will be under the domain of the Klipais. And instead of the friendly countenance that the Yetzer Hara showed you in this world, the Yetzer Hara says you need to go to work, to wear nice clothing, to have a nice house, to drive a nice car. In the world to come, the Yetzer Hara is going to come and he's going to smear you with excrement clothing. He's going to put shrouds on you and smear it with excrement. Shom yikatrig hu ba'atzai alav she'alavosh begadim hatsoyim. Say, Yetzer Hara, where do you get these disgusting clothing from? You say, ha ha, these are the clothing you made from your sins. Hanasim echelas avaynoisav k'may shemafurish b'zacharya v'yahishua ha'yalavosh begadim tsoyim v'oymed lefnei amach. Yahishua was wearing the soiled garment standing before the angel, and the angel said, "Hasira abgadim tsoyim, remove them." Therefore, you have to make an honest calculation. Eizehu hechreich amitai. What things you need to do to work, to pay your bills, for your mortgage, for your food, for your clothing, for your children, shabilta iavshib shampanim, that without it you can't exist, v'hayoy sar yachrim, and the rest, forget about it. Adkan. That's the footnote of the Chafetz Chaim. Luckily, there's only one more short footnote today. Now, the Chafetz Chaim just said that each sipur of every time you speak Lashon Hara, you bring in its stead thousands of averos of Bittul Torah. Maybe it's only one avera Bittul Torah. How do you know you're going to be nailed for thousands? This comes from Kamashikasa Rabbi Yonim Shar Tshuva Shem Adam Oisa B'meiz. If somebody violated intentionally, Afilu Davar Echad, even one thing, Shalai Kedin Torah Akdosh Yekam Ba'am, many times, Nachshav Laikilu Asa Avonis Chalukin. It's like he did it many times, Veraya Mimakos, by Nazir, where they said, don't drink, he's chayef for each warning. Ki'ilu hayu avonis chalukin. He's chayef for each drinking. Me'la pasha du'adin b'mitzah sasei b'nidon dinan. That if somebody speaks Lashon Hara for a minute, for the entire minute, he's held liable for bittul tayah. This is not like if I don't take a lulav, I'm over one assay. If I don't blow a shofar, I'm over one assay. No, the shani hasam. There, the mitzvah is to do it once. But Torah, the mitzvah is to do it whenever you can. As opposed to this, and one moment is not exempt with the moment before it. Memela damavatel kama shois, someone is mavatel many hours, over b'chorega mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So I would assume, let's say if somebody lives in America, where what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, they don't need to run to a bomb shelter. I assume that checking the news every 7.5 minutes, it could be, is not considered absolutely an absolute necessity. I understand if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you got to know whether you're going to have to run into the bomb shelter. But I don't think that it's necessary in terms of living to, let's say, check the news 5 million times a day. And also, I don't think it's necessary to say every single outlet. I'm assuming that whatever is on one probably is on the other, with only very small shinuyim. So, you know, this is definitely something to aspire toward, making sure we make best use of our time. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for sticking through. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.